I'm joined by Simon Collis, Britain's ambassador to Syria. Simon, the behaviour of the Assad regime over the last few days seems to bear out all those fears that they were simply playing for time by signing the Arab League agreement. Is that your view?
Yes, so far that's what it looks like. The Syrian authorities signed up to an Arab League agreement, which called for an immediate end to violence, withdrawal of armoured vehicles, release of all prisoners. And so far it hasn't been implemented. Violence has continued. Several hundred prisoners have been released, according to an announcement, but that leaves many thousands more in detention, and people are still being detained. There are fresh detentions going on. And above all, the fighting continues in Homs, Syria's central city, which has been the focus of conflict in recent weeks. So it seems clear that so far the agreement has not been honoured, and that's something which the Arab League ministerial meeting on Saturday will need to consider carefully.
What do you think they're trying to do in Homs? It seems that the reports seem to be increasingly alarming about the number of killings, the destruction of the Babra Amro district. There's a suspicion that they're simply sort of trying to snuff out opposition. Is that your fear?
Yes, it's difficult to get firm information about events in Homs because journalists aren't allowed in, diplomats aren't allowed to travel there, even if we decided that it would be safe to do so. But it's clear that the fighting is intense. I think in general, you know, the picture for almost since the beginning of this crisis has been that the authorities have followed a security-first policy. You know, they've been looking to solve the situation through action on the ground, through arrests and suppression of protests. And they've been talking about political reforms that might come afterwards, but they haven't actually implemented them. And it's our view, and the view of many other people, that you know that kind of approach simply won't succeed. You don't solve political problems through security means anywhere, and it doesn't look like that will happen here. So the idea that you know one more heave in one more city, after all of the heaves in all the different cities so far, will make a difference, seems to me very improbable.
What pressure are you putting on the Assad regime? What can you do?
Yeah. Well, as you know, the initiative we took with France and some other countries to bring forward a draft Security Council resolution a couple of months ago failed because of a Russian veto. We don't rule out going back to the Security Council at some point, but there would need to be some serious prospect of making progress there. Working with countries that where we can agree on action within the EU, the UK and France have been the leaders, I guess, in taking forward a series of smart sanctions, mostly against individuals who are directly linked with the violence in the country, in some cases against institutions, and as you know, an oil import ban, which denies the regime a lot of revenue. So those measures have been taken, and they continue. There's a further round of sanctions under discussion now in Brussels, and it's likely that there'll be something said about that at the beginning of next week, I think. And then, of course, we're talking with the Arab League itself, who own this initiative, and with other regional countries like Turkey, to coordinate with them over their political action and possibly economic measures as well.
The opposition has largely ruled out dialogue with the regime until it signs up to the Arab League plan or shows it's signing up to it. Do you think it's right to not talk to them?
Well, you hear different things from different parts of the opposition. It's true that some have ruled out dialogue. I met with a group of opposition figures yesterday inside the country, who are, you know, they're not patsies, they're not products of the regime's manufacture, and these people do not rule out discussions. They describe them as negotiations. Their goal is not a dialogue with the regime about what the regime would do. Their goal is a negotiation with the regime about a peaceful transition to a different kind of regime in Syria. But they're looking to achieve that goal through negotiation. I think clearly for the Syrians themselves to decide how to take forward the politics of this. It's for outsiders to do what we can to support those who want to achieve an open society in Syria, a free society with more than one party running the country, and with a genuine rule of law and accountability for security services. So we're in touch with a range of opposition figures and parties, and we'll continue to do that.
We're getting reports of at least one death in the suburbs of Damascus today. What's the atmosphere like in the capital?
Well, central Damascus has long been a kind of bubble within the country. I'm not aware of the death reported today yet. I've just been out at a meeting, but it wouldn't be unusual. There's been a lot of protests in suburbs and towns lying around Damascus and in some parts of Damascus itself. But the centre has been peaceful throughout. There have been small protests, which have usually dispersed fairly quickly before the security forces respond. It's a similar situation in Aleppo, where I was last week. The city has been largely quiet, but that doesn't rule out isolated incidents. We're getting reports from elsewhere in the country of larger-scale protests in places like Idlib and Dara.
Some of fear that Syria is descending into a civil war. Do you share that concern?
Well, I think many people on all sides of the political spectrum within Syria and many people in the region and wider share the concern that that might happen, that that's a possibility. It's, of course, essential to avoid that happening. The primary driver for instability within the country has been the regime's security forces. If you look at places like Hama, where earlier in the year the security forces withdrew for about a month, that city was peaceful. There was violence. But the more the violence goes on, the more difficult it becomes to control, and the greater the risk of it acquiring a sectarian dimension of the kind that we're seeing in some places, with particularly within Homs, already. So yes, that is a major concern.
Just finally, what do you think is going to happen over the next few days?
Well, there's two things to look at. I think the first thing is what's happening on the ground, and the focus for events there is Homs. So we will be watching to see to what extent the regime continues to ignore the obligations that it undertook when it signed up to the Arab League Agreement. And then the second thing is in the political domain, where the action is on the Arab League's initiative. It's a very welcome thing that a regional organisation like the Arab League has taken on responsibility for trying to deal with problems within the region, like the situation in Syria. We support that, we welcome it. We hope that the Arab League ministerial meeting on Saturday will take an objective look at what's been happening since the agreement was signed, and consider what its options are for the next stage in the event of continuing non-compliance by the Syrian authorities. A range of options available.
Okay, Simon. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, thanks very much.